May I ask how?
I have a total of six.
You have a total of six. Okay.
It's across different companies, but we can. American Power Core is the first one that we're.
I got that. And then what's the other one?
The American Other Tower Core, that's all, an identical type of tower, is 05-3.0-05.
I'm not. We're not seeing that one. We just have four on the docket.
Okay, sir. I'll move on to the next one you have on docket, and we'll highlight this one so we know we covered it.
Okay. Moving to the next one, can I give you a, you want me to give you a parcel number?
Yes, sir. Parcel numbers work better for me.
Okay, it starts with 04-4.0-20-
I have that one, sir.
Okay.
On this one? This
yes.
This happens to be a 195-foot monopole built in 2015 on a 20-year schedule line under Marshall and Swift. The replacement cost new on this type of tower is roughly $78,000. Based on the percent good of a 2015-built tower, we believe the estimated asset value of this property is $67,592.
So you're saying 67?
Yes, sir.
That's on 33.
Yes. 67,092.
592.
592. All right,
hey,
writing
that
down.
I printed this off a little bit. I've actually got values on there of what they're asking for.
Okay, we already have it?
Yeah, plus premium too.
Oh. Okay. Whoa, the next one here. You want to move to the next one?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, which is 17-9.0?
Yes, sir. I am ready.
All right.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, the you have, I mean, our valuations are the, I'm sorry, the county's valuations at 171,000, and you have a requested value of 21,120.
That is correct.
Help me understand that again.
Okay. This tower was actually built in 1962. The level of economic obsolescence, physical obsolescence, and functional obsolescence with this tower far exceeds. If you went to replace this tower today, you would put up about a 65-foot monopole. You would never build this type of self-supporting tower again. Like I said, it was built in 1962 with black raw iron. Therefore, it has to be constantly painted. It constantly has to be inspected by all federal regulations. It's just, it's literally a burden to the type of property it is. The reason it's still in service is because the re-permitting under FCC and FAA far outweighs the value. So they just keep it in service because it's in service. It cannot, it has very strict load-bearing weights on it, and being built in 1962, the level of obsolescence associated with it are enormous. And so therefore, we're just using the same exact methodology. What you see is, even though the replacement cost new is $78,000 on this, by being 1962, it's only 20% good.
Yeah. Functional obsolescence is the word of the day, but that was a joke. But yeah,
I understand. It's kind of ethereal.
Yeah, I have the other value on the fourth one that I have here. Let me ask. I'm going to ask Mr. Pennell, the assessor, who is in the room as well.
Good day, Mr. Pennell.
Howdy.
What has been in the past your method of evaluation on these?
There again, we use Honeycutt, and it's similar to what he has there with Marshall Swift. I'll just pass this down.
It's depending on what the height is. It just gives you a cost per foot.
In some cases, we've actually used what they've reported. They report a some of these numbers he's mentioned we've got here that they've reported to us.
How How old is this manual?
70s. In the 70s. I actually got the Marshall Swift just to see if I could be where it becomes more professional about assessing these, but the Marshall Swift, if you move that up a bit, Wes, it's really not much more than what I've got under Honeycutt. And so anyway, we have a company out there that does appraisal of towers, and they've presented to us about doing our towers, and it'll turn higher numbers, not lower numbers. But anyhow, those are our numbers for now. But we may look at, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the company, but they come out and they assess each tower and present you with the value. And if the tower companies protest the value, they go to BOE or State Tax Commission or whatever and stand by their values. One question I have is the depreciation that you mentioned. I don't see that in Marshall Swift. Is it there, or is that something that you came up with otherwise?
Mr. Pino, we actually used the Marshall Swift calculations and were their depreciation schedules for the 20-year life, and we would always gladly provide that to you at the beginning of the year if you would like that. It's pretty standard.
So Marshall Swift does give you a depreciation schedule?
It does, sir.
Okay.
Is that?
And it pours out at 20% because there's a value in use. That's why it doesn't go to zero.
And that's why you've got your 1960 tower at 20%?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And are the depreciation numbers in the material that you also provided us? Like, we're looking at a screen right now that's projected, and I don't... Are the depreciation numbers included in that material?
Sometimes it's provided. I'm not sure if it was provided in your packet. So they said it got added on the right box today from emergency.
Requested.
But it is a standard depreciation schedule that would go from, you know, literally year 1, 97% down to year 20, 20%. It's not quite a straight line. But you can imagine it's a pretty straight line. It's typical.
I understand.
One thought that comes to mind is, as far as these towers have, of course, lots of them have been built recently. Is there any increase in the cost of building these towers in the last few years?
I share my opinion with you. There is actually what the cost decrease in tower building has came from is the change in design. Instead of putting up a four-legged self-supporting tower that's made to hold big old microwave dishes, nowadays they just put up a monopole to hold, you know, the little antenna array. And even in some cases, they even put up very light, now not specifically in your part of Missouri, but in some parts, they'll put up light frame type guide towers that just need one array, you know, that are. So that's where the cost appreciation comes from. That's just a change in technology. The equipment has shrunk just like your cell phone has shrunk. So in 1962, you carried a backpack as a radio, PRC-77, and today it fits in your pocket. Well, the tower did the same thing. It has shrunk down with the equipment. And that's why you see the change of technology, the change of cost. That's why I said they probably wouldn't build self-supporting towers in your part of Missouri anymore. You'd see them in Alaska, possibly.
But as far as the monos that you're talking about that they're using now, is there not any increase in cost in the last 5 or 10 years in those?
The indexing, Marshall Swift, there was a little bit of bump. Marshall Swift only renews every 3 years. And there was a little bit of bump, but you had to, at the time, you know, 3 years ago, that just the economy's changed. But the material prices is all pretty much relatively the same, I should say. It's commodity. It's not specialized. It's not unique. It is a commodity. So it's pretty flat as most commodities are.
Thank you.
All right. You guys see the valuations on these. Some are larger decreases than others. Some of them are extreme.
Chuck, you've heard the...
decreases.
Heard the argument, the assessment here. Do you feel that the, based on the material that he's provided,
well,
is there anything that you want to
add? I'm looking at what the request value is.
The only thing that's rolling around in there is a sales pitch from this company that assesses towers. And they're selling that our values are way low and you pay us so much money and we assess all your towers and so on and so forth.
Probably a function of determining depreciation and life expectancy of the tower.
How do you feel about the depreciation that they're factoring in on?
We can vary in depreciation. I mean, I can sometimes agree or disagree with an appraiser on how he's doing his depreciation. Sometimes they index in the front end at a greater amount, and then at the back end they have a steeper curve down, just to take in. To take in changes in technology. Like I said, before, I mean, everybody here remembers the great big cell supporting towers with the giant microwave dishes on them from 30, 40 years ago. Today, now you barely even notice the little things. Sometimes they look like trees. I mean, you can't even tell what they are. So that's a technology change that says that the depreciation should be more straight line versus the parabola that some appraisers want to use. And what they're trying to capture sometimes is value in use. I don't know who the appraiser is. I didn't hear the company mention. But there is some reasonability argument that we could both have different opinions. But what I relied on is not my own, but Marshall and Swift. I wanted to stick with something nationally recognized by Marshall and Swift. I wanted to use generally accepted appraisal practice of replacement cost new, less depreciation.
Okay.
I tried to brighten the boundaries.
Well, our job here is to look at what, you know, the evidence that is presented before us and consider the request that is made, and is it reasonable for the evidence that is presented while hearing why the determination was there from the assessor. I mean, just for me personally, I mean, this is the first time I've ever heard about tower valuations, but obviously you're using another program than what our county uses for these evaluations. Some of these look possibly reasonable based on your evidence. The one that is valued $150,000 below what the county has it valued as is a little much to me, and the same way with the next one down, which is parcel number 05-3.0. Chuck,
we've got our gal in Business Personal provided me with three other towers that I assume is the same as you, all Atlanta American Towers. One of them, we've got a reported cost of $104,000, current value $99,000. This was on January 1st of 17. And we've got it on for $76,000, or actually $66,000, and then a land value. We've got another one that was reported at $165,000 with a current value of $157,000, and we've only got it on for $109,000. That's again January 1st to 17.